2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast. Thank you to VOD Pod Media for housing and producing, and to Latino Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, if you are listening, go watch, and if you're watching, go listen. Either way, subscribe, like, share, follow, all of that. Do all the things because you're going to want to see who I have. That's why you want to go to YouTube. And if you're listening, then still go watch it and still go subscribe. All right, so please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Donovan, and I'm with SATX Rated.
Yes, that was very professional.
Really?
It really was. Yeah.
Too professional?
A little bit.
All right, cool.
We'll be more like lax.
All right, cool.
Chill, kick it. All right, so what do you do? Like, what is SATX Rated?
So SATX Rated is a social media blogging company that I started.
Mm-hmm.
And it highlights all the great things of San Antonio, Texas,
mm-hmm.
which has since then expanded to, like, Texas in general.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the goal. Great state of Texas.
Yeah. So what made you want to start it? When did you start?
Oh, gosh. So I've been doing this about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the motivation came from, I used to use Yelp all the time.
Okay.
And I'm originally from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my wife and the military, a combination of things, I now live in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And I would check into Yelp, and I'm Yelp elite. So my friends would use Yelp at work, and they'd be like, oh, I didn't know about this place. And everyone that would say that were like local people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. You don't know? And I'm like, me and my wife were going everywhere
yeah.
around the city, exploring San Antonio, fell in love with this place instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided with me and my partner, Angela, I was like, I need the local credibility.
Yeah.
So I need your help. Like, let's start this page. And me and Angela started this page four years ago.
Yeah.
So
we started about the same time.
Yeah, we did.
And that's when we met. It was about 4 years ago.
Shout out to Roy.
Yes. Yeah. Mutual friend. And now he's like doing big things in like Iowa. He's a freaking news anchor.
I know.
Wild.
Love you, Roy.
I know.
I'm just like, you know, Roy.
Yeah. If you don't know Roy, you should know Roy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is wild. Like, to see how much you've done in the 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, like, how much has changed?
It's been a while, 4 years. I remember when I first started, it was, and I gotta plug all the local businesses through this whole podcast because
okay.
I remember when I first started, Angela and I, we had like 50 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do giveaways and you want to be the cool page, yeah. but 50 followers, I mean, I don't have anything to give people yet at that point,
yeah.
you know? And I went to Sangria on the Berg,
mm-hmm.
and Chef Caesar
yes.
was the first business. It's a funny story. I went over there. I was like, hey, I want to do a giveaway, but I'm going to buy the gift card. I'm a realist.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build something. I'm not looking for anything for free.
Yeah.
I'm still not looking for anything for free, to be honest. So I went there. I bought, I believe it was a $25 gift card, paid for it. And then he said, here's another $25 from me.
Aw.
And that was the first, that was like my start. And
yeah.
the rest is history now.
I love that. So I know you had kind of brought up something about not wanting things for free. So I'm all about keeping shit real, right? So we're going to keep it real. We're going to talk
Let's
about it.
Let's keep it
real. All right. Let's so you are, for lack of better words, or for, you know, for people that don't fully understand, I like to say I'm a content creator. I feel like I do that because influencer has such a negative connotation to it. And then nowadays, people that don't understand are like, oh, everybody's an influencer. Like, sure. Okay. But not everybody can be a content creator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so what goes into that? And then, but being an influencer / content creator here in San Antonio, like the whole you realizing like you're not going to get everything for free.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a few people who are in the game and they're like, oh, I don't pay for shit. I don't wait in lines. I don't whatever.
I don't pay for anything anymore, but.
Well, right. But you have to realize, like, when you start, if this is something you want to do, the yeah. amount of work it's going to take, the amount of money you're going to have to spend, right?
Like, yeah. I've spent a lot of money.
Me too.
A lot of, like, I mean, I was spending the money already, though. True. So when I was doing all the Yelp stuff, I was already supporting local businesses. I was looking for the mom and pop shops all the time.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love high-end restaurants. I go there, too. But I was always looking for the local spot. Mm-hmm. Who can I give my money to? And I still do it to this day.
Same.
There's places I go to. They don't, I'm, you know, people in the circle know me, but I'm not, you know, not Michael Jordan or anything.
What
you
do
know?
You mean? You're famous.
Yeah. Maybe after this podcast with this fancy setup we have going on here, we moved up. We're going to get back to you in a minute. We're going to flip the script here. But we spent a lot of money supporting mom and pop shops, which I still do to this day.
Absolutely.
And part of what has gotten us to where we are today is during the pandemic, when a lot of the kind of like the veterans in the game were kind of slowing down. And I mean, everybody's the world slowed down, right? Sure. I saw this opportunity to like promote the local spots even more. Who was doing takeout?
Mm-hmm.
Who was, and then when the laws changed about, you know, liquor to go and drinks to go, I started pushing all of that. I started pushing people that had businesses out of their homes. Like I started promoting those people, and it was unbelievable the reception from that out of COVID and raised our followers. And I remember shortly after we were coming out of that pandemic, I was at the Pearl and I was at, Boiler House. I almost forgot the name. I was at Boiler House. Wife and I were outside. Shout out to my wife, Vanessa, my biggest supporter.
Hi.
So we were out there and we're eating, you know, paying for our food, you know. Mm-hmm. And so rewind. You're going to be like contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
Pay for I still pay for stuff. I was joking. But we're out there eating our food and we're, you know, closing up with the server. And this guy comes up and he's like the head chef or something for Boiler House. He's like, hey, I just want you to let you know you recognize me. And he was like, hey, thank you for what you did during the pandemic. Like you kept promoting our events because they were doing a lot of outdoor stuff. And I was promoting it, you know, and to be recognized for that was, I mean, that was the first time I probably was ever recognized in public. And I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So that's why we do it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I think if you have the right mindset and the right heart, and it's truly about promoting the community and the people that are working their asses off to keep their businesses alive, even post COVID.
Yep.
To me, that's what it's about. It shouldn't be about wanting free shit, wanting to get into stuff for free. It's like free, 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 like gimme, gimme, gimme. Like, don't do that. And like, if you're watching this and you either are an influencer or want to be an influencer, don't do that. Like people see right through that shit and they don't like it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of business owners and I've had business owners come to me and they're like, hey, do you know this person? Like, cause they're reaching out to me and they want X, Y, and Z. And like, do you think it's worth it? And I will never dog anybody. Right. I will never, like stop anybody's like blessings or like, you know what I mean? Like, so I tell them, look into them. And if it fits your brand and you talk to them and y'all vibe, then do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm never gonna like shut anybody down.
I totally agree with that. And and advice to anyone trying to get into this game is be prepared to spend a lot of money and be prepared to work. I think for the average person outside looking in, they see, oh, you know, he's always at parties. He's always eating at the best restaurants. I was doing that before, you know, so it's just not new. So I've spent a lot of money and building that brand, but it's also a dedication of time. It's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got two kids and a wife at home.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a Fortune 100 company. And it's my days are pretty busy.
Yeah.
So you got to be ready for that. And no knock on anyone. I'm always about helping support and build people up. But just got to be prepared for those things. I see pages pop up at least once a week. And I'm like, oh, good luck, you know, in my head. But, but I'm like, it's like an everyday job.
Oh,
like,
it's, I tell people like, if I'm awake, I'm working. And even if I'm sleeping, I'm working. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Because I wake up and I immediately have emails, phone calls, like meetings, like, and people don't see that side of it. Yeah. They don't see that business side of it and that constant work. And then when you're at these events, it's not about having fun. Like, yes, right? Like you always try to find like the fun part of it.
Right.
And you show people that fun part of it. Behind all of that, like y'all, that's why like I like to, when I'm at events, I'll show like everybody because it's just like cameras and everybody with their lights. And like, it's work. And I know some, because I've seen people, and I used to be that person that's like, bro, like, chill, it's food.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, shh, nobody touch it.
Right,
I need to film it, like, the camera eats first.
Yep. The camera eats first. That, absolutely.
I'm telling you, I'm making shirts. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Hat, shirt, stickers. But no, it's work.
Yeah,
it is. Because then after that, then you have to put it together. Then you have to put on different platforms. You have to edit.
People don't see that. Yeah.
They don't. And that takes a long time.
It is. It does. And yeah. That's funny. Camera eats first, because now my family and friends, now they're like trained. I don't even have to say anything anymore. We go out to eat and it's like people are like handing their plates over to me. Uh-huh. I don't need all that. Yeah. I got it now. Actually, you know, and with practice comes efficiency as well, because now I'm just like,
yeah,
got it. Because I know I'm going to spend the time post-editing, and that's when I make the magic.
Yep.
So, but yeah. Same. Back in the day, hundreds of videos
I know.
For one meal, and it's like, what do I do with this? Now I got it. Like, yeah. I see my vision already, and I'm done.
Yeah, I'm like one shot. Like, I know what I want.
Yep.
Just give me the plate, and then I'll give it right back.
Yep.
And my kids, too, they're like, are you done? And I'm like, yes. I'm like, or I'll forget. And my kids are waiting, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, hold on. I'll take a photo.
That really is quick. Funny.
Yeah.
it's a crazy world. It's fun, though. I enjoy it. Just like the feedback from local businesses is like, after you post something, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, thank you.
Yeah.
And like, but it also gets hectic now. So now on the flip side of it, you know, you're first starting out trying to get people to get you to come out. Now it's like, holy cow, my email inbox is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like to the point where sometimes we're keeping it real, it gets overwhelming at this point.
Yeah.
And some of the bigger companies, I'm like, you're going to have to put up, because I don't charge mom and pop shops. So I don't charge any fees to any small local businesses.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, and I've started that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I was like, stop charging like all small shops.
Good.
But that becomes a lot more work, where I'm like, hey,
yes.
On a backlog. Now, if that business has some money and they're like, hey, can I like jump the line per se? Yeah. If you're offering that, yes, I'm not going to say no to money. But
yeah. And that's another topic that I kind of want to bring up too, mm-hmm. is money. Cause a lot of people, not a lot, a few people that I know are like, oh yeah, I just want to make this like my career, mm-hmm. which you absolutely can,
you could.
But understand, it doesn't start out that way.
Yeah.
You have to build a name, build relationships with these people. Not just with fellow content creators and influencers, but businesses, most importantly, the businesses.
Right.
And don't expect to get paid right away.
yes, true.
I mean, I've been doing this 4 years almost 4 years, and I just recently started monetizing.
Yeah.
But people used to say it all the time, like, you're so stupid. Like, why, literally calling me stupid. Like, why are you not charging people? And I'm like, because these are business owners. These are small business owners. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. If like Walmart hit me up, you're going to pay me.
And Walmart pays me. I'm giving away trade
Walmart,
secrets.
Yeah. Hit me up. Thank you. Slide in my DMs.
I got you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Also, Ricos.
Love Ricos.
I love Ricos too.
I was obsessed with Ricos before they started working with me. Yeah.
Since I was a wee one, you know, I've been obsessed with Ricos.
I love doing nachos at home.
I've literally turned away nachos because they didn't have Rico's cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not even joking. So Rico's, please hit me up.
Yeah, Rico cheese.
Yes.
And then my birthday just passed. And you were at my party at Pix.
Yes.
I told you, we're going to be plugging all the local businesses here. Love the people at Pix.
Me too.
Great venue.
Yes.
They allowed me to throw my birthday bash there, and that place was packed. It was a movie. Check out my page, SATX Rated, on Instagram, and look at the video.
It was fun.
And Rico sent me a birthday card, and it was hand signed, like all the employees like signed it.
What?
And like it said, not your average birthday, and it had my picture the cheese can.
With
photo, my social media photo on the cheese can, like personal, the can is dope.
Stop it.
Yeah.
My birthday's in December, Rico's. So if we can make this happen, that would make my entire birthday.
Love Rico's.
Thank you.
I guess enough about cheese. Right?
Now I want nachos. All right. Anyway, but the whole like monetizing thing, because I've also heard of people, and not anybody I know specifically, so I'm not hating on anybody, but I've heard of people charging like $1,000 for like one post to any business, small business, big business. Yeah. And I don't agree with that. And I don't like that, because these people, that might be like, they might literally lose sleep over that, because is it worth it? You know, is this going to help us? Because they don't have that extra money. Yeah. So personally, I don't take, I'll never charge that much, first of all. But even what I do charge now, I'm like, you know, it's up to you. If not, we can figure something out.
Yep.
Because I don't believe in just taking from small businesses.
I love the barter. I like to barter.
I fuck with bartering so bad.
Yeah.
Like, let's barter.
Yep.
All day, every day.
All day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, don't pay me. Pay me in services, and I will, you know, market you in return.
And my number one goal when I started this, and all my friends will tell you, was to eventually have my friends eating free. So it was never like, oh, I want to make money. It was like, I want to promote local businesses and then get view a lot of it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Mutually beneficial.
Yeah. I love food, clearly. So
I love food.
Yeah. I'm not slim thick for no reason.
Slim thick? You know what I mean? What?
Like, yeah. Slim-ish. Thick with two C's.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's a new one for me.
Is it? Yeah. You know? Anyway, no, but I'm always down to like barter. Like I love food or love events, going like experiencing things. Yeah. And not just for me, but for like my family, my friends too. So
do you do podcasts, right? And you also are like a foodie, right? That's probably my favorite term. I don't like influencer much. I like the term foodie. I'm a foodie.
Okay.
But content creator is even better. But anyway, you do both. Like you are like double busy with the social and the media side of it.
So I get like press releases for like movies or for, you know, sometimes events. Like we get different emails. You get the like, hey, come out, and I get the like, hey, can you cover this, hey, can you put this in the paper, hey, like, can you interview this person. I'm like, yes. So I know when I go to open my email, I'm like, all right, this is all right, I gotta figure this out, because it gets overwhelming sometimes.
Sit down and get comfortable, because the emails.
And then if you email them back right away, then they start going back and forth, and I'm like, hold on, like
first world problems.
Literally. I'm not complaining at all. I'm not complaining. It just, it is a lot of work.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm. And back to what broken record, people just see, and that's, you know, that's a lot of things in life. People just see the final product.
Exactly.
Of everything. And they're like, oh, that's it. You know, this or that. And they get paid to do that. Like no idea what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
I remember one of my friends, Elder Eats, he's on TV now. I remember when he first started social media, and I was, you know, hitting him, man, good luck with the page. And his page took off.
But
he was literally, I don't know if he does it to this day, but he was literally shooting everything and editing everything for freaking TV, like by himself, one man band. And that was impressive to me.
Yeah.
And people see him on TV, probably like, oh, he gets paid to eat. Like you have no idea what he's doing. Like he's working his butt off.
Yeah. He was at the event I was at last night.
Oh, nice.
So he did have like a camera guy.
Now
the
shout out to my boy Elder Eats.
Now the news follows him. So that's literally what it is.
Hashtag goals. Elder, yeah. I still need to be on that show. We got to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, same.
Professional eater. I'm down.
The professional eater. There you go. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about the influencer world, content creator, foodie, whatever. It's hard to get into this like circle or get in, right?
Yeah.
Because people have been doing it for a long time. They're not giving that shit up.
Right.
So how do you feel being like one of like the seniors, right? Because it's true. I think so. I know there's some people that have been doing it longer, but you're up there with them. You get invited to all of these things, right?
Yep.
Man,
I know you were going to be boosting my ego on this podcast. Oh. Thank you.
That's what friends do. But how do you feel about the new up and coming people that are wanting to be where you are? Like, do you take it as like they want to take over, or do you take it as like, no, like, come on. Like,
I guess I'm on the show to give words of wisdom in life in general.
Yeah.
There's enough out here. Mm-hmm. Fill the blank for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever you're doing. You want to say, there's a lot of podcasts. There's niche. I don't listen to every podcast. I listen to Norteño's podcast.
Thank you.
I listen to Small Town Murder. That's my niche. There's billions of people in this world, whatever. I'm not going to demographics, but there's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing for the world that we're in.
Yeah.
And I see new people coming up. In my head, I'm like, good luck. Like, because I know what I did when I know how it was when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
But then also they bring fresh energy, and I love it because it's reinvigorating for me. It's like, oh man, sometimes you slip a little bit, like, oh man, I got to post. You know, and I try not to miss a day of posting, which is another stress in my brain. But they are posting, and I'm like, okay, I need to step my game up and make sure I'm consistent and posting like every day as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the new energy just as much as I love, you know, the OGs in the game as well, because they've showed me and helped me up when I didn't have much followers. They're probably looking at me like, I don't know if he's gonna make it, but they were all real cordial, and I've made a lot of great friends in this industry. And I just think if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah.
Just be prepared. I mean, what we said in the beginning of the podcast, take heed to that. It's real.
It really is. Like, it is so much work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Love you can have a lot of fun.
I love it.
There's been so many doors that have opened for me and like the things that I've done and the people I've met and the places that I've ended up in. And sometimes it's surreal. I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
But it's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting. Like national brands reaching out to me. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you even find me? And I love asking that question when I go to local events. I'm like, how'd you find us? Oh, well, we use the PR firm and they have a list and you're on this list. I'm like, oh, okay. I made the list. I don't know what list you're talking about, but I'm on
it. Dang.
Yeah. So,
I want to be added to that list. Thank you. No, but I mean, yeah. So I'm on the Warner Brothers, like, but for the PR for like press side of
it. That's awesome. Yeah.
And I'm like, how the hell? Like, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But like literally sitting at, Hotel Emma, right? In this like, sectioned off, like you have to like check in and they're like, who are you? What, like, who are you here with?
Really?
You have check-in times and sitting there in this huge ballroom that's been taken over by Superwoman, like, and, and, or not Superwoman, Supergirl, like,
Supergirl,
oh my God. Yes.
Didn't you interview her?
I did.
Yeah. I saw that.
But
yeah.
Like, that was like such a surreal moment of like sitting there and I'm like having this conversation with this beautiful person and I'm like, how the fuck did I get here?
That's awesome.
But it's amazing.
Wow. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met a big celebrity yet.
I've met several.
That's awesome.
And but again, like, I'm like, at the end of the day, like, we're all people.
Yeah.
They're people just like us. And so I treat them that way. And so the only thing that's nerve wracking for me, because there's a whole, like, for that specifically.
Yeah.
For Supergirl, there was like literally all of these like Warner Brothers like people who were there and they're just like watching.
Like executive?
Yeah. Like yeah. And they're like watching or they're like timing and they're like, hey, and they're like phone calls and they're doing. And I'm just like, oh, OK. All right.
Big time.
Yeah.
OK.
I know, that makes me nervous just because they're like, let's go.
I got a funny almost celebrity story.
What? Who?
Before I say the name. And this is funny. So. Recently happened, a local San Antonio distillery has a new partner. I don't know if you heard the news.
Yes.
Okay. So Dave Bautista,
uh-huh.
I know most of y'all know him from movies. I know him from wrestling.
Okay.
I'm a wrestling fanatic. Mm-hmm. Yes, I still watch wrestling as an adult.
That's
with my boys. We love it. Aww. And he signed a deal. He's an investor now with Devil's River.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came from Devil's River right before this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wonder if he's going to show up. So during their presentation, while they're talking about like the new whiskey that they have, new bourbon that they have coming out,
mm-hmm.
or rye, sorry, forgive me.
Yeah, ooh.
That's coming out. We got a sample of it. Oh
my God, it was good?
It was so good. They wouldn't give us enough, but they got a little taste there. I got to go back and buy this bottle when it's released. But anyway, they were doing a presentation and they were talking about a new partnership with Dave. And then they were like, Dave, come on out. And I was like, everybody's phone started.
Oh my God.
Started going up. And I'm like, oh shoot. And they're like, and they like paused for a while. They were like, nah, he couldn't be here today. I'm like,
that's
love you, Devil's River, but that hurt. But
yeah.
But they were like, y'all are definitely invited for when he does come. So
nice.
Yeah.
I'll be there for that.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing there's no plus ones for that one though.
Oh, well see, but like my Duchess.
I'm just gonna put you on the list.
No, but my Duchess, she's the one who is the event coordinator.
Lauren?
No.
Oh.
Alyssa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know Alyssa.
She does all the events at Devil's
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love that place.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. Like,
right, it's a
old
vibe.
Building. Like, yeah. I love it.
I like their basement.
Yeah.
The, like,
speakeasy
yeah,
with the
yeah.
barrels down there, leather yes. couches. It's awesome.
It is. It's a whole vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be looking there or looking at you.
You can, whatever you want.
Okay.
Just don't do that, like, the whole time.
Just don't. Yeah, guys. So.
Yeah. Cool. So.
Am I hitting the microphone? I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Actually, you might be.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. Don't do that again.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay. So how much would you say has changed in 4 years? Right?
In 4 years.
Since you started.
Yeah, I guess I got a couple stories on that. So when I first started, my business partner and I, Angela, we started throwing parties. And you've been to the parties.
I have.
And that was right before COVID. Let mm-hmm. me, funny story. We had a Roaring Twenties themed New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
We had, it blew my mind. We had people flew out for this party.
What?
This is how big it was.
I remember.
It was epic.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a brass band.
Mm-hmm.
Don Strange catered the party. It was epic. And I remember being upstairs, like the VIP, looking down.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, Nikki, she was like, do you know these people? I was like, I don't know 80% of these people here. Oh, and they came to our party. Little did we know, a few months later, the world was shut down. Mm-hmm. And we stopped throwing parties. But yeah, that's changed, because I remember we were on that party planning projection. But, yeah, you know, kids start popping out, you know.
Yeah.
Life gets busy. Start climbing the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
You don't really have that time. I would love to get back into that, actually.
You should.
Yeah. It's just a lot of planning.
Yes, it is.
I would just like to co-brand it. Like, if there was a party planning company, like, can you do SATX rated as the and do the marketing? I would do that.
Oh, okay.
So kind of like what I did for my birthday party. It was like SATX rated presents, and it was like picks, and I had, what was it, Dobel tequila there.
Yes.
And I had Freetail. Mm-hmm. Shout out to another local Freetail.
Yeah. That was fun.
Epic.
I don't know what it is with you and tequila, though. Like,
I love tequila.
I love tequila, too, but I was like, oh, Lord. Once the shots start coming out, I'm like, this is going to change the trajectory of the night.
Celebrating, you know, life.
Yeah.
You know, celebrating life while you're still alive. It's important.
True. Your friend is hilarious.
Which one?
What was his name?
a lot of friends.
No, the very tall, like, I think bald guy.
Matt?
Matt.
Oh my gosh.
That's, yes, that's Matt.
One of my best friends.
Literally, he was sitting next to me and you busted out the shots and he was like, oh no. He's like, you can't give white people tequila.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I'm going to turn into Mateo now.
Oh my gosh. That was so funny. If you look at the after video I made, he's in there dancing. It was awesome. We actually just got back from Philly this week.
Oh, nice.
Him and I and the spouses, if you will, for lack of better words, were up there and we went to Eastern State Penitentiary. I don't remember if that's the exact name, but it's like the original prison in America, the first one ever. It was creepy for Halloween theme party. Mm-mm. It was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was awesome. Like, it was fun. You know, they haunted. They kept it fun. I mean, yeah, definitely reports of stuff happening there. Mm-mm. No?
Mm-mm. No? I'm talking shit, but I literally just went to New Orleans
and
went to like the cemeteries.
Oh, okay.
And to Boston, and I went to the cemeteries.
I love scary stuff.
Me too.
Like, I watch every scary movie that comes. I try to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Are you going to watch the new Exorcist?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can't do it.
Absolutely.
I can't do it.
Yep, with the lights off at home in the dark.
No, I just got nervous.
That was like when I was a kid, I used to play Resident Evil on PS2. Mm-hmm. Dating myself. Y'all triangulating on my age now. And we used to play it like in the basement, like me and my brother, like in the dark playing. And that it's scary, and we still love it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Love scary movies, scary mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah.
I do too, but like, I don't know. When it comes to like religious stuff, or like kids,
it's kids are the creepiest. The kids, that's the one that bothers me. Yeah,
when the kids are all like possessed, like I'm like, no, I'm out.
That's the weird one for me. Like one of the movies, The Orphanage, and Orphan.
Yeah,
it was just a good movie though.
It was.
But when the kids are like, that's like when I'm like.
Or when it's based on a true story and there's kids involved.
Yeah, but nowadays you don't know if it's based on a true story.
They're loosely based.
I'm like, okay.
Did you see Talk to Me?
I don't think so.
You should watch that one.
Okay, well, that's happening.
I think you'll like it.
All right.
Yeah, because a lot of people are doing reels with that song now.
Yeah, I've been slipping lately on the movies, but I need to get back into my movies. Yeah.
I went to the movie theater and saw it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. But it's one of those that has like a deeper meaning.
I like that too.
Me too. Like, what was it? Like Jordan Peele.
Oh yeah.
I love his movies.
He's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other movie? Evil Dead Rise. It's like the mom gets possessed. It's insane. Good movie to watch. Recommend it.
Evil Dead Rise.
Okay, maybe we can stop. It's Halloween. I know. Month, right? I don't know.
It is. It's October.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's spooky season.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the parties, but.
Are you gonna come to mine?
Okay.
You.
I would love to, right? Uh-huh. But it's happening the day of Beer Fest, San Antonio Beer Fest. Shout out to SA Current. Love y'all.
Just take it easy.
Take it easy at Beer Fest. It's like my favorite event of the year. I mean, every current event is awesome, but like I look forward to Beer Fest. And I got another funny story about starting with the influencer blogging mm-hmm. thing with SA Current. It was always one of my dreams. Like, I just want to be on SA Current's radar. And like now, like, we cover every event for SA Current. It's awesome. But so I would love to, but Beer Fest, VIP, worked it every time. If you go to San Antonio Beer Fest, always buy a VIP.
If you go to any SA Current
yes,
event, like
it's always
VIP.
Worth it.
So yeah.
Dope swag, not just some random stuff like one year for Beer Fest, we got like German beer steins. Like they were sick, branded. It was awesome.
Nice.
And early entry. Like I'm promoting it like I'm getting paid for this right now, but I love it that much. It's like I said, it's not always about getting paid, you know?
True.
But early entry for an hour, like, and there's no lines until the GA opens up. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's my little thing about Beer Fest and your party. I'm going to try to come.
Is this on camera? This is being recorded.
I know. I'm going to try to come, but I can't make any promises because after Beer Fest, it's pretty touch and go.
Come on. It'll be fun. My party's still 2 a.m. anyway.
I'm going to get an IV.
Do it. You'll be brand new.
You said till 2 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
So you're kicking people out early?
Early? Oh, no, it's not in my house.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My house party is run really late.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever been there.
I have not been that late.
Yeah, like my graduation party.
Yeah.
I think they left at like 8. My birthday party, at like 10.
Your birthday parties get lit, though.
Bro.
And I've met some interesting people there.
Literally, like 10 a.m. People were leaving my house, and I was like they made breakfast.
Are you going to keep throwing these parties?
Yeah, for my birthday.
So you can hang? Cause I'm not.
No, I was like by a thread, dude. I was like, it's only because people were there in my house. If not, I would have been, like, everybody else has passed out.
Yeah, because the older I get, the less I can hang, you know?
But you always leave early.
I try to, yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I just know my limits. I don't like to get crazy drunk. I'm a sipper,
no,
chill.
Yeah, no, it wasn't, it's not like crazy. Like
I know, I made it sound like it's a rager or something. It's not.
I mean, yes and no. It has its ebbs and flows.
But talk about those parties. Like, you bring in,
Yes.
But talk about, like, everyone there is, for the most part, has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone that gets invited to your personal birthday party is someone in the local community.
Yep.
And how many connections I've made through that. So I owned a bar at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And because of a connection I made at your party, I sold Southside Craft Soda at my bar.
Nice.
Because I met, I'm about to mess his name up on live TV. Adrian. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I met him. And when I opened my bar, he was like one of the first people I called. Andrew.
Uh-huh.
First people I text, I was like, hey, I want to carry your stuff in my bar. And he has a distributor and he brought it personally, cases, and I sold his soda. So
I love that. Yeah,
that's a product of one of your parties.
Thanks. I always think about you when I talk about my parties because you're always like at the party. You're like, there are so many people here.
Yes, it's always packed.
Yeah.
Dope house. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. So my parties end up being like unintentionally like networking events,
yeah,
but it's a party. So my biggest thing about like parties at my house are like rules, right? So Vegas rules, whatever is said there stays there, whatever you see stays there, and not like that, like it's not like,
yeah,
I make it sound like crazy, but it's just my thing is like I'm all about like privacy,
right.
So if you have business owners that are having a good time and they're in my other room with the other stuff, like, okay, that sounds really bad.
Yeah, that's
okay. That sounds
that
terrible.
That sounded Hollywood.
That sounds like, terrible.
Nah, because I'm not.
Okay, no, not like that.
Run it
no,
back.
Yeah, hold on. I'm really back. I have a separate room that has like, it has a stripper pole in it.
Okay,
that's what I mean.
So people listening are not gonna be like, what the hell?
No.
I get
no.
it now. Okay,
so
yeah.
And it's not.
And usually
like
you have
that.
A local tequila setup.
I
bar
do.
There.
I have a bartender. I had a tattoo artist. Yep.
So that's the separate room we're talking
companies.
About. We're not talking about anything crazy.
No, not like that. Like there's no like crazy. It's not like a sex party. It's not anything like nothing like that. No drugs. No nothing. But yeah,
right.
Just fun. But that's my thing. Like I want everybody to just have a good time. And my birthdays aren't about me. It's about everybody, like me being with everybody,
true.
That makes me happy.
Very true.
It's not like, celebrate me. No, just come together.
Yep.
Like, I want to be around everybody that I love and care about.
You talking about privacy reminded me of something.
What?
Ghetto Illuminati.
Oh my God.
We dropped the ghetto. So privacy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Okay, now we have to talk about that.
Wait, we can't talk about it.
Oh, it's true.
It's you know, we're
it's true.
We're G Illuminati, you know?
It's true. Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, it's true. If you know, you know. If you don't, then sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That started at your house.
Did it?
I think it did in the kitchen with
probably.
G.
Oh, G and Donna?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, yeah. So if you get invited to one of my parties, just come, okay? It's a good time. But yeah, but anyway, that's basically roundabout what I was wanting to talk about is like all these business owners come because everybody does something at some at this point in my life, I'm surrounded by like-minded people.
Same.
And I love that. And I also want people to connect and work together, right?
Yep.
But I also want people to have a good time. And, like, so I tell people, like, don't record people. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, record yourself, take selfies, whatever. But, like, don't record people.
We don't do a lot of recording, which is good.
Nobody does.
Except for the charcuterie board that one year. That was epic. I was like, yeah.
The charcuterie table?
It was awesome.
Yes.
The whole table.
Yes. Literally, the entire table was a charcuterie.
Ridiculous. It was awesome.
Yeah. And I try to always bring in, like, local vendors.
Yep.
That year, I think, or a couple years ago, was all female. So the DJ was female. Food was female.
And that DJ was dope.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder.
DJ Ayer.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but
No, that's her name. But yeah, but shout out to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I always try to incorporate, like, local people.
That's good. I need to build your own ramen station one year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me get right on that.
I got you. We got a couple restaurants we can hit up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or that hibachi?
Oh, hibachi, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do
at home hibachi. Oh my gosh, it's so lit.
I have a decent sized yard.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a hot tub.
With a hot tub, yes.
Oh, people listening are like, what's going on this show?
I promise.
What did I tune into?
I know, I promise it's a normal thing, guys.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, but if I invite you, show up.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
I mean, the list ain't long, so, you know, it's hard to get in these parties.
It's true. Yeah. I do not invite just anybody.
Yep.
Because it's also my home.
Yes.
And I tell people, like, my kids are here. I mean, my kids are never at the party, but like, in general, my kids live there. So, like, you know, be respectful, be cognizant. Like, this is my home.
Yeah. And so. Your husband, we can't go without talking about your husband and his awesome company. He has saved my family's life two summers in a row with HVAC because Military City Air.
Yes.
I remember the first time we have an older system.
Mm-hmm.
House is getting a little older now. And we got home, we're like, is it warm in here? Man, it was like 90 plus degrees in our house.
Oh my God.
And the time the baby's probably 2 years old. We couldn't even stay there.
Yeah.
And I called him. He was like, I got a guy on the road. Send him to you now. Came there. The guy found, and this is why I deal with honest people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy he sent found capacitor, whatever button. I'm not an HVAC guy. Tripped. He just hit the little reset button and it was good to go. And he was like, I can't charge you for that. I was like, dang. And any other company would have spent like 2 hours in the attic, like, oh, yeah, I fixed it. And here's your $500 bill. Mm-hmm. And like, this was really like, nah, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that's why I support good people. And he's a Marine. So,
yes.
Semper Fi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah. If you guys need.
She was like, I can't plug my own stuff. I'll plug it because y'all have saved me twice. And this year we were proactive and your husband came out actually personally and did the system check and all that. So
I always tell people, like, people are like, oh, my, you know, my stuff's fine. I'm like, get it checked.
Mm-mm.
Because don't be calling talking about, you know, I mean, that was a different circumstance, but if we tell you over and over, especially now that it's getting cooler ish and people are like, oh no, I'm good. Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. When the shit breaks down, you're gonna be like, I will pay anything, come right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
and sometimes we can't.
I learned my lesson after their first year. I'm like, so now it's like every year he comes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a twice a year thing. So before it gets too cold, like, we can do another one.
Yeah,
like,
PMs.
It's just better just to pay that smaller fee than to be, man, especially, you know, I could deal with the winter, but like it was like probably 130 degrees in the attic. I was like, because I was up there trying to tinker around before. Mm-hmm. I was like, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
And they'll be up there for hours.
Yeah.
Like doing installs and stuff. And I'm like, nope, no, thank you.
So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I did nothing. Yeah. Cool. All right, so what else do you want to talk about?
So I brought you a gift since we're...
You did?
Are we at like half... There's no clock in here. I don't know where we're
at. I have a clock.
Oh, okay. Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought you... I love making stickers. I brought you my newest exclusive sticker.
Ooh.
So...
It better not be...
Those listening...
My logo again. Because I will fight you.
Funny story. Okay. So, okay, back. What was I saying now? Okay. So, those listening that are not from San Antonio, because I'm sure you have listeners outside of the city, right?
I do.
Okay. We got the number one draft pick, the Spurs.
We did.
We got Wemby, and I'm excited for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the Spurs were like not doing great, I was still like at the game. So,
me too.
I'm a true fan, you know?
Yeah.
I designed a sticker, Fiesta themed. Okay. And you, I think you saw the original one with Wemby, but it has the San Antonio sky. I'm describing it for people listening. Okay. San Antonio skyline with the Eiffel Tower in it. And it's the number one with Wemby on it.
You said the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, look at the skyline.
Okay, let me see. Oh, cute. So I like it.
I only made a few of those, so that's yours.
Oh, thank you. Put that right there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I also made some stickers. I'll give you one.
All right. Yeah,
okay, so when I said, like, it better not be my logo, that was like a thing. So
I have that sticker with me, I think.
Of course you do. So the 210, right? Yeah. That's been my thing since
day one.
You were there
4 years ago.
You were there.
Yes, yes.
I was literally knighted with a microphone. Remember?
Yes. Oh yes. My gosh.
You were literally there for my first interview. Yes. But it was with Mike from Noodle Tree.
Yes. Oh, I love Noodle Tree.
Yes. And we were at, oh my God. It used to be Shenanigans. Off
the dive Babcock. Now?
Yeah, now the it's dive. The dive.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we were on the patio.
Yep.
And you guys were like standing there watching me.
Yeah. I remember, so when Roy gave you, like, he gave you a microphone, right?
He gave me his originally. Mic, yeah.
And then you migrated over to the mini microphone.
I did.
And now I'm seeing those everywhere. So, right? Sorry not to change your subject, but yeah. It just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
And you started there doing interviews on the in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a fancy studio.
Yeah.
Pretty epic.
Yeah. Yeah. With my
producer. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. It's a lot of work too.
Yeah.
And my producer and I talk about that pretty often. Like, and he said that recently to me though. He's like, I appreciate like your work ethic and yeah. like, but I don't do anything half-ass and I don't work with people that do stuff half-ass either. Yeah. So the studio has been amazing. Like Guylon's been amazing as a producer and as a friend. And so I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But again, it's through like forging relationships. Like yeah. I knew him before this and then I started and I was like, hey, so yeah. want to work together?
No, that's that is pretty cool. So yeah. I remember our first interview.
Yes.
Was, I think the first thing I do in that video is,
the
can I do it? Can I do it? I was like, I've been wanting to do this forever. So
yeah.
Watching the journey has been incredible. Thank like you. When you started doing this, I was like, where the heck did this come from? Like,
yeah.
I felt like out of nowhere, but you kind of told me ahead before
that yeah, yeah.
like you were thinking about doing something bigger. And I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
So
I still do the short form interviews for anybody that like wants to know for like businesses, yeah. I'll go out to your business and I will highlight your business and your food and your drinks and like, or whatever it is and be there in person and do, it's just like, that one's like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is like 45 minutes to an hour. So I now have the option of like, would you like to come sit down at the studio and talk? Or would you like me to go to you?
Yeah.
And those are my packages.
So now you got package deals.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. We won't talk about how much you charged me to be here today.
Oh yeah. Right. no, but yeah. So that was the conception of the 210.
Yeah.
So cause Roy, he does his like 3, 2, 1.
What up, y'all? Yeah. I'll never
literally
forget.
And so I was like, well, fuck, I need an intro. I need a thing. Yeah. What's my thing? And I'm like, do I do like a, like, I don't know. And it wasn't me. I will, full props to my best friend, Vanessa. She was there and she was like, why don't you do like 210, but like a countdown city.
No.
Countdown, right? And I was like, holy shit, that's genius.
No brainer, huh?
So then I go 210.
And that was it.
That was it. From day one.
Epic. So
I've had several people that are like, can I do it? And I'm like, do it.
It's freaking fun to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, why was it no one doing it before?
Right.
I'm glad you got it though.
Thank you. I'm actually, it's in the process of being trademarked.
Awesome.
So I'm waiting to hear back. But yeah, I started that process.
Heck yeah.
So Donovan's like, we're at like a lunch thing.
We were at
a Mediterranean spot.
Mediterranean, yes, yes.
And it was like, what, like a month
Shout
ago?
Shout out to Halal Food Blogger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Donovan's like, oh, I got these cool stickers. And I was like, Donovan,
do I have them?
You realize this is like my logo. And he's like, what? Literally, yeah, that's.
I didn't piece it together at the time.
And I was like.
And then I was like, yeah. I was like, here, you want a sticker? And she was like, that's my logo. I was like, well, I just made this. And but anyway, yeah, so.
Yeah.
You got.
I do.
How many did I give you?
You gave me a couple.
Okay.
But I was like,
I don't sell stickers anyway, so it's no okay. More. It's all yours.
Yeah.
I got a cease and desist. No, I'm just kidding. From you.
Oh yeah, you did. You did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard from my lawyers.
Yes.
Almost immediately.
Yes. I was like, man, this is service.
Yeah. But I am coming out with new merch, actually.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Like, I started merch a while back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think they're pretty cool. People think they're cool. People buy them, but it's a lot of work, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To kind of keep it original and fresh and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a merch line, but it's a whole nother job.
It is. So, and then like designing that, because I struggled with like, do I just do the 2-0?
Yep.
Do I throw in the Norteño because that's what people know me for?
Yeah.
Or are they going to wear it?
Right.
Because it has like my logo on it, or like it's my thing. So I have like beanies and shirts, which like took off like crazy.
Yeah.
Like people are like, holy shit, like I need that beanie. Like my friends, content creator friends, were like, they're wearing it at the gym, they're wearing it like
that's
in their
cool.
videos. Yeah. And I'm like, oh shit, like that's me.
And you, speaking of content, people wearing your beanie, total mess. I'm not wearing my SATX rated hat today,
dude.
That's what happens when I leave when I leave the corporate office. Like I have no
what
gear
are you
like?
Riverside?
Yeah, local New Braunfels print business.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's cool. Yeah,
yeah,
print services.
Yeah.
I like them, but I'm not wearing my stuff.
Wow.
I know. What a mess.
Way
it just
go.
Hit me. I'm like,
way
wow. But yeah, I'm supporting other people, though.
Yeah,
local.
It's true. The Marines and the local
Marines,
business.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'll be coming out with new merch.
I'm down.
Next month.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I think people wear it, though.
I'm excited for that.
You got to come up with your final idea on what you're going to do, but people, why wouldn't they wear 210?
So they do. And then I'm actually talking to somebody else about doing something on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. That's why I trademarked it too, is because I don't want people to see it for the first time. Because a lot of people will, and they're like, oh, I like that.
Done.
Yeah.
Let me make a sticker out of it and give it to you.
You know, don't ever do that.
Don't do that again.
If I see my logo on anybody else's stuff,
yeah.
Like if somebody comes out with like a shirt, I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
And I will hit you with the season.
Have you grand scaled? You haven't like done like a big push on merch, have you?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-mm. So this will be once their trademark is done.
Oh yeah. Well, because it's pending. So yeah. So now I'm gonna start putting like the trademark sign on that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't nobody think of that?
I don't know.
Because you thought of it.
I didn't.
Oh,
my best friend did. I thought of the hand signal, right?
Right.
And then I was like, well, yeah, I mean, there's emojis.
Right.
I put them together, and then here we are.
Damn. I can't wait to see what you finalize.
I'll show you.
All right.
I'll show you when we're off camera.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I can make it.
We will fight, Donovan.
I will never do that.
We'll fight you.
Not intentionally, at least. But yeah, that's cool. Speaking of stickers,
yeah,
I designed a new sticker business windows and doors and food trucks.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
I started slapping my stuff on businesses.
I got to start like giving them out though. I've been bad about it.
I've seen your stuff at so many places.
Yeah, but it's like the original sticker. So like, I made this one specifically now.
I like that you have a little like sticker box.
You have a sticker box and
it's cute.
It's like,
let me
approved.
See. Oh, cute!
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. So that'll be more official, I guess.
Like yeah.
Stamp of approval.
Nice. You will see my stickers on tip jars at bars.
Same. When I first started with stickers, I had a notepad in my phone, started cataloging it. It just got too much.
Yeah.
But I still have like the original 25 locations like in my phone. I go to places and I'm like looking for it's still there.
Yeah.
I put it up in other states too.
Oh, why not?
Like tourist areas. I'm like,
here you go.
Waiting for the day that someone goes somewhere to visit and like, oh my gosh, I saw your sticker. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Do you get recognized in public?
Sometimes.
Is it weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. And I don't want like people to be like, oh, then I won't say anything to you. Like,
right.
No, please like come up to me and say something. But it's just for me, like, I'm like, oh, this is weird. Cause like I'm a person.
Yeah. Just a regular person.
Yeah. And people are like, I follow you, or like, can I get a photo with you? And like, I had one person was like, oh, my daughter is like not even going to believe that I'm here with you right now. And I was like, what?
That's cool.
Like,
or that could be aging you. Like, oh, my younger daughter follows you, but I don't follow that stuff.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
I like a younger demographic.
Yeah. That's happened a couple times.
Yeah.
And so first of all, on SATX rated, like I didn't want to be the, I don't like being on.
You're the face.
I hated it so Why? Bad. Everyone was like, you got to do like, put your, like I was always just the man behind the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, you got to put your face on there. And I started doing more like, you know, front facing stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Still not comfortable with it, you know, but it's cool. But yeah. I was at Long Tab Brewery in San Antonio. Another local plug.
Dang, all the plugs.
And I was at the bar top because good people there. Like I hang out there all the time. Green Beret, he owns it. Army Green Beret guy, he's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's all right until he starts making Marine Corps jokes. No, I'm just kidding. Ooh. Dave, I love you, Dave. That's my boy. But I said at the bar, this lady comes up and she's like, do you have like a social media page? Oh my God, I follow you. It's mm-hmm. so cool. I get to meet you. Can I take a picture with you? Like, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
It's kind of, it feels cool, but I was like, it also gave me a taste of like, I could never be a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't do that all the time. Like, I like it when it's cool local town people. Like,
yeah.
But like, imagine not being able to go anywhere. Literally. Like a Dave Bautista. Like, that would kind of get, it would lose its charm after a while, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me a like a small little glimpse of like celebrities when they freak out on camera and TMZ captures them, not wanting to take pictures with fans. It's like, bro, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Can I drink a beer and eat a meal? Like, mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. I'm saying, for me, it's cool. Keep doing it until it gets too much. But,
yeah.
But for them, I can't even imagine. Anyway, I digress.
No, yeah. Well, and then when I'm wearing the crown, that's like a whole nother
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, let's talk about the crown. What's the crown for?
Riverwalk Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I'm wearing the crown and, like, the sash, then people are, like, legit like, can I take a photo with you? And like, oh my God, like, I'm like, sure. But that I almost like expect that when I'm wearing yeah. it, and I don't wear it a lot. And I got a little like slap on the hand yesterday. Not literally, but like I have friends at that event, yeah. the Spurs event, and they're like, why are you not wearing your crown? I'm like, because this is for the Spurs. Like yeah. they're like, no, like you earn that shit. Like yeah. wear it everywhere you
oh,
go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. It just feels weird to me. And I don't like ever say like, unless I'm networking with somebody, like right. I won't sit there and say like, oh yeah, I do this and I do that. So my friends are like, fine, I'll fucking plug you since you don't plug yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right.
I have a friend at work, my boy Aaron. Every time we're somewhere, like I'm like that. Like I'm not, like even when I met your producer, he's like, what do you do? I work in insurance. Like, no, what do you do?
Yeah,
like
I'm
the
like,
fun part.
You don't work in insurance. I mean, right. yes, you do. But.
Yeah, right. But my friend Aaron, every time we're together, like a networking event, he's always like, oh, he's like biggest cheerleader. He's like, oh, this is Donovan. He owns a bar. He runs a marketing company.
Uh-huh.
He works in insurance. Oh, he's a director. Like, it's like all this. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I like it because I don't want to do it. I don't know if it's, I don't know. It's just a personal thing.
I think me too. And then I don't ever want to like take away from somebody's like event or like, because
right.
I don't want people to think I'm showing up and it's like, oh, look at me. Because
right.
it's never that. It's truly me representing the yeah. title that I have. So now I tell businesses, like, if you want me to be there in, like, my crown and sash, then I'll do it. But if yeah. not, I'm just going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I walk into places and I have this giant crown, people are like, who the hell?
Right.
Like, who are you and what is this and what's happening? Or they're like, same thing. Can I get a photo? Like,
yeah.
sure.
Sure. I guess you're like, if you're wearing the crown, you're expecting it. So
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're drawing attention. So you're like, I don't want to draw attention from that person.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's like Marines wearing dress blues. I would never go to a friend's wedding in dress blues. And I had a friend. I was like, hey, can you wear a uniform? I was like, bro, I will outshine you as the groom in dress blues.
You're all, have
in,
you
in
seen
your tuxedo.
Me like, in dress blues?
Yeah. like I mean, the uniform speaks for itself.
It really
me.
Does.
It's just, you can put that uniform on a mannequin. And that's how I ended up joining the military. But anyway, you can put that uniform on a mannequin and be like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, so. Literally. I mean, I do that when I see like anybody in uniform.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, okay.
All right.
You stand taller.
It's true. It's true. It's that sharp look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
Cool.
What else we got?
I don't know. Let me see. I mean, we're at almost an hour.
Already?
Yeah. Goes like fast, right?
No way.
I swear.
Man. All right. And today's Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
It is.
Wow. So let's talk about how long it took you to get me on the show.
First of all, we had to book this shit 3 months ago.
Yes.
Because you're so busy. So let's start with that.
It just so happened that I've been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you were busy because the days that work for me didn't work for you, it's and true. Vice versa.
We're literally out with like our phones or our calendar. Like, we're going to make this work.
Literally.
How do we make it work?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like October 13th.
Yeah.
My sister's birthday.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, LaMisha.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Yeah, that was not intentional. And I get that all the time. Every time I post an episode, people are like, when are you going to get me on there? And I'm like, reach out to me.
Right,
like,
right.
If you want to be on here, just reach out to me. Like, I did like almost like a freaking casting call. Yeah. I did a sponsored ad month and a half ago, and was like, are you doing something cool like in the city? Like, yeah. Hit me up. Like,
I mean, this is a cool podcast. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Like, it's official. Like,
yeah, it's legit.
I mean, you have a producer.
I do.
Like, how cool is that? Like, I have a producer. No big deal.
I think because I'm just in it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like anything. Like, with what you do, like, in your job, yeah. Like, your day job.
Yeah.
We won't name names. But,
yeah.
Like, you're big deal there. You know what I mean? Like, you just do it.
You just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, same thing. It's the same for me.
You asked a question earlier.
What's up?
About like kind of like the blogger influencer world and coming up and new people coming up. How was your reception to coming into this, like doing interviews and doing like content creator stuff? Like, what was your experience with the other content creators?
Like, how was I received? Mm-hmm. So with interviews, nobody was doing it.
Okay.
It was honestly like me and Roy.
Yeah.
Out of the whole city.
Right.
And then we brought in other people. Well, it was Roy and Julia. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Roy, Julia, and then Roy brought me in, and it was just us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, we're going to make shit happen here.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I've always told him, like, I'm down. Let's go. Like, I'm here for the ride, here for a good time, not a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's like, all right, like, we're going to do this shit. And I'm like, let's do it. So he's always been like my cheerleader too.
Right.
He's like, I'm so proud of you. Like, you're like a big little sister,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like, so he's always like protected me too,
mm-hmm.
in a way. But also I've been like, hey, like, don't do that. Don't act like that. Don't
yeah,
say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he's like, oh, fine, yeah, whatever.
Right, right.
But I'm like, I'm truly, because I love you and like, I'm here for you.
Right.
So we've definitely like protected each other.
Nice.
And so it was like an immediate like brother, sister.
Yeah, Roy's a wild one.
Yes.
Is he? I don't know. He's probably not wild anymore.
No, he's not.
He's all settled down. And
now that he's married.
Married and national TV or local, yeah. Whatever. I don't know. He's big time.
Yes. Yeah. So, So that, I mean, we were the only ones doing it.
Yeah.
So there was nothing to be like, there's nobody to like receive me. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So just kind of making it.
Anyone doing it now?
Not that I know of, honestly. Oh,
well. Still holding it down.
You know? OG.
OG.
But I tell people like, you can like absolutely do it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work because editing interviews and videos is a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Food is, it's, and I don't want to say it's easy because not.
Yeah.
But it's much easier and it's received much better when it's like, food is pretty.
Yeah.
Food's beautiful.
Yeah,
it tastes great. Everybody loves food. They love to eat. So like, oh, I like that. I'm going to go there. Interviewing somebody and talking to them and trying to get what you want and what they want to come across in such a short amount of time is really hard.
Yeah.
And then editing and transposing, you know, locations or items like on top of that. I mean, one 10-minute video, 8-minute video can take me. It used to take me like 3 hours. Now I'm much more proficient.
Right, right.
But it still takes time.
Do you edit these? They're just one take, huh?
Oh, the podcast?
Yeah.
No, I raw dog it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, you get what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
That's
edit.
Cool.
I don't have time.
I like that.
Not an hour-long podcast.
And could you imagine?
No, I cannot.
No.
I cannot.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I've tried to do something similar, and it's just, literally you have to sit and watch it the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, take notes on what clips you want and, like, what you like. It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. As far as a content creator, though, I don't feel like I've been received as well. I don't know why that is. And I don't know if it's because maybe people are confused with like what I do because I do so many things.
Right.
Because I do, like, I cover events, I cover, you know, people, I cover business owners, also food. And so I think people just don't know where to put me.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
So they're like, well, like, oh, I didn't know this is like a thing. And I'm like,
what is she? Who is she?
I've always eaten food. I've always posted food. So I'm like, to me, I've always been a foodie my whole life. Yeah. So I'm like, this.
Same.
Right. So I'm like, just invite me to shit and I'll be there.
Yeah.
If I can be there, I'll be there.
Same.
Yeah.
I love it. Damn. Look at you. I know.
But you're always like, oh, you going to this? You going to that? You're doing this? And I'm like, no, Donovan, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not on the cool list like you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
But it's great. Yeah. You've worked really hard
to
get to where you are. I'm proud of you.
Man, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I mean, that pandemic was scary.
Yeah.
Like I said, just kept grinding through the pandemic, posting stuff.
Me too.
And I remember I saw people falling, like dropping, and I just kept going up. Yeah. I was like, I'm not giving up on this thing. That's come too far.
Same. And that was another thing. Like, okay, like I'll just do interviews in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll just interview the healthcare workers that I'm with.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And they were like, what do you do? Like, who? So that's how, like, I have followers from New York.
That's awesome.
Like, and friends. I mean, they became friends, you know, like one of them came and visited, I think last year, her and her husband. Yeah.
Man, that was a crazy time.
Right? It was wild.
Why did you volunteer to go up there?
Short answer, I couldn't sit and be like complacent. Yeah. So I was literally watching TV. I mean, it's all over, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm watching these nurses literally in like the fetal position, crying in hallways, exhausted. Like you could just see it, like they just can't do it anymore. And I was like, I can't sit here and be like eating and drinking every day or whatever and like just watch this.
Right.
If I have the ability to help, I'm going to try.
And you went.
And I went.
That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. That still blows my mind thinking about that, following that journey.
Yeah.
That was wild.
And I actually, that was a really cool thing. I did meet somebody not that long ago, and she came up to me and she was like, I just want to tell you, I've been following you since I saw you like on the news.
Yeah.
And you went, I've been following you since then. And she's like, I like prayed for you. Yeah. I cried for you. She's like, I cheered you on. She's like, and now that you're like the queen and you're doing all these things, she's like, I just want to tell you, I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, you don't realize like the work that you put into it and like the time and the love and, you know, and blood, sweat and tears sometimes. And like, I needed that.
Yeah.
In that moment. So
I was very proud watching it. Yeah. Man, it looked crazy up there. My sister's a nurse in New York, and I remember we got to the point where I was mailing medicine home to my family, like Tylenol, like, and they were like, I sent it to my parents first because they got COVID. And then I went to the FedEx store locally and I got this box of pills in it. Like, it was such a crazy time. Like, they didn't even question me. They were like, hey, we're going to help you. So send it to your family. And then my older sister, she called me. She's like, where'd you find medicine? I was like, shoot, Texas, we got it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? And I just started, not for long, but at the time, my sister got COVID. I mean, a couple weeks she was out, and then she back in the hospital again. And she worked on a ventilator unit. That's her floor still to this day. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time.
It was a life changing time for me.
Yeah.
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 Good and bad.
Are you a doctor yet?
I did. I got my doctorate. Mm-hmm.
People need to be interviewing you. You are impressive.
Thank you.
See, but you see, I follow your story, right?
You did.
So
from day one.
Day one.
Yes. Yep. OG.
Dang.
Rock with each other. Support each other.
Man. Wow. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Are we at time?
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah.
Yeah, before we get too, we'll end too on deep.
That. I know. Okay. Anyway. All right.
Oh, well, I'll be remiss if I forgot to shout out one more place.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chef Leo Davila, Sticks and Stones in San Antonio. Probably one of my top three favorite restaurants in San Antonio. Probably the only reason I'm saying top three is because I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
So I got to leave it ambiguous.
There you go.
The best Korean cauliflower in the city. The best pork belly taco in the city. And I'm done.
Oh, shots fired. I still need to get with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
That'll be another collab. Yes. We'll see.
Yeah, he's busy, though, because he does some stuff with Culinaria.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an instructor at the Culinary Institute. Like, he's big time chef, so it's,
I'll have to get him when he's not so busy, but
and we're gonna do, actually, him and I were talking about, like, how do we give back, you know? I've been like super blessed in life, like, I can't even lie, like my life has been charmed, and so we're going to do like stuff for the holidays, like you know, toy drives and stuff like that. So more to come on that. But yeah. I get back now, but I need to get back. I want to get back more.
Yeah, let me know. I'll help.
Oh yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I mean, it took you long enough, but it's okay.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
How do people follow you?
At SATX Rated on Instagram is the primary one. I'm trying to get this TikTok thing going. I do post videos there, but Instagram is like where it's happening for me right now still. And, you know, if you want to do business, you can send me a DM and that's it.
Cool. All
right.
Well, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Again, thank you to VodPod Media for housing and producing, and to Latino Podcast Network for having me in your network. Guys, again, like, share, follow, subscribe, go do all the things. Support me. You can go to my Instagram. It is riverwalkqueen_norteño210. That's NORTENO210. And yeah, appreciate it. Support local guys. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.